Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go through the history here of a quick timeline provided by AIPAC, which stands for America-Israeli Relations, is what it's an organization that keeps us our toes on the line of relationships with business.
Action Committee, I believe.
Yeah, Action Committee. And but watch this timeline. It'll really help you out. And we got this available to you, for you right now on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. Go to the VFN Torch, and you'll notice that drop-down menu. You have in this drop-down menu, Israel is one of the choices, and So you'll find everything that we're talking about Israel. Hopefully, we try to get it right there. And but we're going to go through this, and it's going to carry you all the way from 2005. Can you make that a bit bigger for everybody one time at least? And so, and John's going to read us through this, and this is important because we need to know how we got here. How did we get here? John, can you carry us to this?
Yep. Israel under attack. A dramatic escalation in Hamas rocket fire forced Israel to take action against terrorists in Gaza. Gaza terrorists have fired more than 450 rockets at Israel since the beginning of the year. The attacks have sent thousands running into bomb shelters, threatening 3.5 million Israeli lives. Since Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005, terrorists from the Strip have fired more than 8,000 rockets into Israel. Although Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system stops some of the attacks, most rockets are capable of reaching Israel's biggest cities. More than 500,000 Israelis have less than 60 seconds to find shelters after a rocket is launched from Gaza into Israel. Many have only 15 seconds.
So realize that right there is August 2005. So we're beginning this conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to work our way to what's happening right this moment. What's the battle called? The Edge? The Operation Protective Edge.
Protective Edge.
So understand, Israel pulled out of Gaza. That's what everybody says they needed to do, right? Mm-hmm. When they pulled out, what happened? Tunnels and all these kind of things started happening. Yep. So listen up. This is the next one.
So in 2005, disengagement from Gaza. In August 2005, Israel withdrew all forces from and dismantled all Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip. Since withdrawing from Gaza, Israel has been forced to live under the constant threat of rocket attacks. Hamas has refused ceasefire agreements and remains committed to the destruction of the Jewish state. The disengagement of Israel empowered Hamas and allowed for Palestinian terrorists to rebuild their terrorist infrastructure.
So that's August 1st, 2005.
Right. Now, disunity of Palestinian Authority.
This is June 10th, 2007.
Correct. Hamas overthrow of Fatah. In the 2006 Palestinian legislative elections, Hamas won 76 out of 132 seats.
It's important to understand because why is Hamas there today? It's because they ran and they won.
And they won. They were
elected. They voted for this particular form of government.
So they won 76 out of 132 seats, deposing the former ruling party, Fatah, which only won 43. In June 2007, Hamas fighters took control of the Gaza Strip and removed Fatah's officials. The battle resulted in the dissolution of the unity government and the de facto division of the Palestinian territories into two entities, in the West Bank governed by the Palestinian National Authority, and Gaza governed by Hamas. You have that, you know, that separation there, which explains a whole lot right now.
Mm-hmm. So running Hamas out of Gaza is like, this is ours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's governed by Hamas,
right,
according to that. Okay.
What is Hamas? Founded in 1987 as an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas is an Iranian-backed terrorist organization that is responsible for hundreds of deaths, including more than two dozen Americans. And then there's some list below of some of the attacks and some of the things that they have were able to do.
That's important to understand that it is Hamas is the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, supported by Iranian-backed terrorists. So yeah. Iran's involved in this. Magog, as you'd say, biblical prophecy.
Right.
And of course, Iran has ties to Russia, and Russia has ties to Syria, and so the network kind of continues to spread on out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
December 27, 2008, is Operation Cast Lead. Between 2000 and 2008, more than 8,000 rockets and mortar shells were fired at civilians in Israel by Hamas and other Palestinian extremist groups. This barrage of fire deliberately endangered the lives of over a million people. On December 27th, Israel launched Operation Cast Lead, aimed at reducing Hamas's ability to harm Israelis. 3 weeks of engagement brought a significant decrease of rocket fire into Israel and weapon smuggling into Gaza. Unfortunately, it was not long until Hamas rebuilt an infrastructure and continued its attacks on Israeli civilians.
John, are going through this timeline the AIPAC put together, explaining how we got from 2005, where you had the West Bank was ran by the Palestinians. You had the Gaza was ran by Hamas. They voted for that.
But both of them were together.
But when they merged together, their governments together, which you just heard, that now you have basically the West Bank and Gaza now both in that Hamas being funded by and ran by the Muslim Brotherhood. Secondly, funded by Iran.
That's right.
Thirdly, if you don't know this or not, who's involved in American government now. And who we actually empowered in Egypt.
Yeah.
So this is a Muslim Brotherhood thing. So let's keep watching.
Okay, November 14th, 2012, Operation Pillar of Defense. In response to incessant rocket attacks on the Gaza Strip, the IDF launched a widespread campaign against the terror targets in Gaza. Operation Pillar of Defense was launched to end the attacks on Israeli citizens. But for the first time ever, Hamas and other Palestinian terrorist groups fired long-range rockets toward Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The 8 days of the operation affected more than 3.5 million Israelis, with the Palestinian terrorist groups firing more than 1,506 rockets at Israel.
Well, think about that. So this is November 2012, so we're moving along. Yeah. Timeline to today.
July 7, 2014. Israeli citizens endure over 450 rockets from mid-June to July 7th.
So that's this year. We jumped all the way up. But remember, it started in 2005. So now we're beginning to understand, oh, now we see. And right. The sad thing about it, when you're thinking about this, is what is America doing? Did we threaten Intifada?
Yeah.
Did we threaten that? And the government that Hamas beat, they both were terrorist governments. And so... reports are. And so here we are. We are really a player in this thing. Mm-hmm. We're a player. We put the pressure. We are organizing the Middle East, it looks like. It looks mm-hmm. like Alinsky. So now here we are. Boom. July 7, 2014, 450 rockets. Keep on going. It's making
sense. Operation Pillar of Defense in November 2012, Hamas has continued to arm itself with vast amounts of weaponry. In the last 3 weeks, Hamas fired over 450 rockets, endangering the lives of 3.5 million Israelis.
Wow, let's keep moving.
More than four times as many Gaza rockets have fired. This is July 8th now, 2014. More than four times as many Gaza rockets fired at Israel in 2014 than the entire year of 2013.
Four times as many. Let's keep moving. We're moving along.
July 8th, 2014. IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, launches Operation Protective Edge.
It's sort of like Protect Me. Makes sense now. Yes.
Operation Protective Edge is the third time Israel has been forced to launch a campaign against the Hamas terror since 2005 withdrawal from Gaza.
So the third time since Hamas came into power, voted in
and
by the Palestinians.
And they gave them
folks
that piece of land and they came out of it.
Right.
Over 800 rockets were launched in 2 weeks before the operation commenced. Hamas has now... has more sophisticated missiles than ever before, placing 5 million Israeli citizens in the range of rocket attacks.
And some of that, it says, made in Iran. Mm.
July 8, 2014, Hamas encourages Palestinians living in Gaza to act violently against Israel. Ismail Haniyeh, prime minister of Hamas, says, "This is a nation of martyrs who sacrificed their children, their sons, for the sake of Palestine."
And so there you go. That's what they're actually, they are the frontline defense their whole lives. Mm. If they, this is the real thing. The second the Palestinian people love their children more than they hate Israel, this thing will be over.
Oh, man. Wow. July 8, 2014, kindergartens take cover as Hamas terrorists fire rockets at Israel. Hamas spokesman, and they've been saying several things. July 8th, again, 2014, rocket sirens sound in Tel Aviv for the first time since Operation Pillar of Defense of November 2012, which shows the capacity to reach now larger cities with increased rockets.
Wow.
July 8, 2014, 8:35 p.m., terrorists attempt to infiltrate a military base in southern Israel. Hamas terrorists attempting a landing on Zakim Beach across from an IDF army base and exchanged fire with IDF forces.
What's
Watch this.
This.
July 8th, 2014, 10:50 p.m., Gaza rocket strikes Israel's capital city of Jerusalem. July 9th, 12 a.m., in 24 hours, 117 rockets strike Israel. The Iron Dome missile defense system successfully targeted an additional 29 rockets that would have hit populated areas. July 9, 2014, 8:45 a.m., Iron Dome intercepts two rockets over Tel Aviv. Since the start of the operation, 155 rockets have been fired at Israel. July 9, 2005, Iron Dome intercepts three rockets over Ashdod. One more. Iron Dome has intercepted a total of eight rockets fired from Gaza. July 9th at 2 p.m., Iron Dome intercepts rockets over Kiryat Gat. July 9th, 2:50 p.m., rocket sirens sound in Zikron Yaakov. And Zikron Yaakov is located about 75 miles from Gaza. This is showing the length and the different rockets. Also, at 4 p.m., July the 9th, 48 rockets strike Israel since midnight. Iron Dome intercepted an additional 14 rockets of the ones, and it's identified as targets.
So we're going to have to pick this up in our next program. Make sure you catch it because things are happening quicker and quicker on this timeline. But it helps you to understand how this came to pass. We need to understand that we're being lied to. We're being lied to by leaders, and Israel is the one suffering for it. And by the way, ever go how goes Israel, so goes the church. They're the time clock. They are the apple of God's eye. Understand, we need to stay alert, watch and pray, and stand up for Israel. And standing up for Israel is standing up for what God said for us to do. More on our next program. Make sure you catch us. God bless. Find out more at VFNTV.com. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.